State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, OG Shantae, Shaw Jones, and we are here for another Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody?
What's happening? Hey,
what we're talking about today. First off, everybody good? Everybody good?
Yeah,
everybody
yeah, I'm
everybody
fantastic.
Having peace and serenity? And
for sure, you're right.
I'm fantastic.
Okay. Show you're right, sure. Ray.
I'm healthy. I ain't broke. I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my fingers and toes. I can breathe.
We all alive.
I ain't tripping.
Exactly. We woke up this morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What we talking about today, though? What's the word of the day?
Okay, so the word of the day is leverage, and... You know, we always start off with the textbook saltine definition.
Mm-hmm.
So that definition, it actually has two definitions. The exertion of force by means of a lever or an object used in a manner of a lever. Or using something to your maximum advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the urban gerbin definition is this is an object or an idea that gives the user an advantage in deal making.
Basically having motion.
Yeah. For lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. Having motion is very important. You got to have motion. You got to create a way to have motion and stay in motion. Sometimes people who don't have motion might want you to fuck with them or do certain stuff for them, but it's hard because you ain't got
they're really
motion.
Just sucking up your motion.
They can slow down your motion, not having their own motion.
Facts. What you think about that, Black?
What? Having motion versus not having motion.
Nigga, I thought you said you stopped smoking.
I did, but I ain't stopped all the way. She's still in me. But it's important to have emotion and leverage, because
your emotion is your leverage.
Yeah, because you ain't got no emotion, then you just gonna be sitting back in your feelings, thinking it ain't nobody fucking with you.
You're a liability and not an asset.
You ain't got no emotion, bro.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna be ain't nobody gonna take you from zero to nothing. But a nigga help you go from 50 to 100.
There you go. Biggest fact. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I be trying to get niggas to see.
Where the Bible at? We need to write that down.
Yeah. You ain't got shit going on. You expect for me to find out what you need to do and help you do it and help you elevate? That ain't going to happen.
You know they expect that, though.
Yeah, that's what the world is right now.
Yeah,
but if you come to me and I see your motion,
mm-hmm.
I know what I can add to your motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about the people that's like really been trying to work hard and then they don't have any
resources?
Yeah, any resources. So you see
motion.
That's
motion.
If you're working, it's motion.
If you're working, you have emotion.
If you're pressing up the t-shirts and you're pressing them up, but
they're
not
selling?
Well, you might not be the best salesperson. You might just be the person that press up 5 t-shirts.
It's just the fact that you took the initiative to start the
end. You ain't call me and say, I need the t-shirts. What's going to be on the t-shirt? The t-shirt machine. I need you to do all that shit and help me sell it.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay.
You don't have a clue. All you have is goddamn, I'm ready to do whatever.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're basically saying that you got to at least start with the legwork. You got to do some legwork. You got to start somewhere before you can even start asking for handouts.
You got to show me what I'm helping.
Got you.
All right.
What they saying, Belly, learn how to bag up the shit, then get money. What DMX say? Y'all remember that quote?
Yeah. Learn how to put it in the bag, then get money, nigga. Yeah. You just want to say, like, shit, I'm ready. Ready to do what?
Right. Yeah.
Now I got to figure out what it is that I want you to do. And then when I see, because you ain't showed me just like a resume.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a job and you show these folks your resume, they know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But if you just come in like, I want to work, first thing I'm going to do is put you on some shit that's easy. All right, grab that broom.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how you do it.
What if they transitioning from having a 9-to-5?
Huh?
What if they transitioning from having a 9-to-5, but they're around people that has motion, but they don't know nothing about the industry or whatever the motion is.
I feel like a 9-to-5 is motion, though.
Right. But
that's your motion.
Nah, she's saying, what if a person
you're
just
trying to cross over?
Yeah, I'm trying to cross over.
Yeah.
But we still need to know what were you good? What did you do at your job? Were you good at communication?
I was working the printer.
Right, you working the printer with me? We need to goddamn put your ass on a printer in there.
Yeah.
Because what is it that you're good at?
And then you could be on the printer looking around and see where else you might be able to have some motion.
Exactly. First of all, I get what you're saying. We bring you in the loop,
yeah,
and we see what you feel like you can do. Then do that. And then hey, like Raj, we just said. Raj just said, "Well, shit, I probably can do that screen."
Mm-hmm.
Now he's the top engineer in the game.
Right. Big Raj,
you get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can't just automatically put you in a position to do something, then I got to be able to accept your failures.
Okay.
Like if I tell you, okay, Shante, we want you to help Cash, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and Cash going to tell me, like, she really in my way. I can't get upset with Cash.
Right.
But will you send me back to my 9-to-5?
No. We're going to figure it out.
That you do know how to do and start you there.
Yeah, we're going to continue to try. That's because you're a family member.
Right.
But in business, you have to come with.
Right.
Yeah, you got to adjust. You got to come with what you come with.
Shit, you need to. You gonna have to goddamn Google what Cash does and try to figure that shit out on
YouTube. So right now you may be the person that go to the store, go get the food, go this, go that.
A runner.
You may have to be a runner. Right. Until you be done peeped out what such and such do, and now I know how to do that.
And you know enough to be able to get in there to try to figure it out.
Exactly, because it's like you're gonna be slowly showing it.
Interest.
Okay, you're gonna be showing us like, damn, Shante been goddamn.
Yeah, and even though she might not know how to do it, the fact that she's trying to show aggressive effort goes a long way.
To learn, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
A nigga will fuck around and teach you how to do some shit if they know that you're really trying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because you done show motion. Mm-hmm. My motion is that I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get trying to goddamn industry. Do anything.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. She want to work, but just don't know where she fit in yet. So hang around till you figure out what is it that you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have a question. Because y'all talking about motion. So being that if we're talking about in the rap world, or just being an artist, most people would think of like motion as who you've been around or what you've accomplished or who you got music with or what interviews you've been doing or who you, you know what I mean? Like that's what they would consider.
You got to do something. Motion is something. Like if a car is moving 2 miles an hour, it's moving. You just got to be doing something.
The only way you don't have to have no motion is if you got the it factor.
Then you might get by without
you
it.
You was a nobody, and you can survive through motion. Niggas will help create you some motion then. Mm-hmm.
But real shit, though, we gonna keep that shit all the way.
So who did, what?
When it comes to, like, rap niggas and shit, and, like, any niggas that are, like, doing any kind of, like, semi-street-related shit, niggas equate motion to money.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't got no motion, then, I mean, if you ain't got no money, then what motion could you
but
possibly
have? But you
could
have a whole bunch of money but and not have no motion. I know people who
I mean,
got some
yeah,
money
that's
and
true,
they
but at
no
the
motion.
End of the day, like, you gotta have money.
It helps, for sure.
That's how niggas, yeah, that's how niggas
right.
think.
Yeah, that's the perception.
So what you mean the it factor?
Like, if you look at a nigga, like...
And he they it. Like
they star.
That's it.
They a star.
No matter what, like, baby, when you first seen, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah when you first seen any of these niggas, you know, like, all it need to be is guidance.
Right.
Because that's it.
Right.
All we got to do is do this because that's
already...
It needs
to be structured.
Yeah. Even if we got to help you make songs or whatever it is, man, like, we just got to keep him around it because that's it.
Yeah.
But if a nigga ain't, like, you them big bag-ass clothes and all, but that ain't even, you ain't even it. Mm. And you ain't got no motion. That's hard.
Mm. I have a question. Mm. So what would you guys, like, being that, like, a lot of our viewers, they... are up and coming artists or whatever. Mm. What would you guys suggest would be the first step to getting some motion?
Get in motion.
Yeah, stay in the studio. Get in motion.
Get around people that's
go out,
doing it.
Get outside.
Yeah, you got
to
be around other people that's having motion, but don't slow down their motion.
Exactly.
Get out.
Don't feel entitled. Go learn how to have
motion. Studio could be a trap too, because if it's just two niggas in the studio and they making songs all fucking day long. That could be motionless. It's two niggas
that's
in there.
True.
That shit hard, bro. That shit hard, yeah.
Songs, and how is anybody supposed to know who the fuck you are?
Huh? What'd you say?
Not like, you saying like, if a nigga's in the studio, mm-hmm. but it's like, how you gonna have motion and you're just in the studio
yeah, that's
and nobody
what I'm saying.
Knows
exactly.
who the fuck you are?
Exactly. You gotta go out and...
It's just like, you can have 3,000 bricks in the house and be the, like, I got more bricks than El Chapo. Mm-hmm. But don't nobody know you got them, they ain't gonna sell.
And you're not gonna have no money, which means you're not gonna have
no motion.
Exactly.
Amen. So you got to have motion. You got motion is important. And I think some of the things that lead to motion is that persistence, perseverance, and that'll eventually create leverage to where you can say, somebody, people on Big Facts, right? Want to get on Big Facts. Man, I'm trying to get on Big Facts. I just did this one. I just did that one. Eventually, we're going to look like, damn, this motherfucker doing all this. Maybe they do got a conversation we need to sit down with. They have us a motion. Mm-hmm. But if they but just come up to us out the blue with no motion, it's like, bro, we fuck with you personally.
There's so many niggas mad at us about this shit, bro.
It is what it is.
Like, I ain't going to lie, but
the world,
I don't
Greg.
Turn, bro, it's niggas, just regular niggas. I might see a nigga at goddamn. Bro, I was in the goddamn, what's the name line? Remember we were getting smooth the other day. Dude, like, bro, bring me on Big Fat. Bro, I got something to talk about. Okay, bro, that's why we created Big Fat Friday.
And Big Fat Live.
And Big Fat Live for people to be able to come in the audience and talk.
And we finna make a Big Facts Tuesday, you know, for the lessers.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. But I'm saying, it's just like, you maybe can come in and chime in on a conversation, but your interviewing you is not gonna do nothing for
either one of us.
Everybody.
Brand, you
us
are
or you.
Right, right.
Because it ain't going to do nothing. Have a whole bunch of low numbers. We done did that with a few artists and everything. Mm. Just off of, because we fuck with niggas. And niggas do 10 or 20,000 views and shit.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? People ain't even going to click on that shit. So,
Timing is everything too. Save your Big Facts for when it matter the most.
Exactly.
Say that shit.
So let me ask y'all this then. In y'all's opinion, is it possible to have the wrong motion?
You could be going backwards.
Most definitely.
Yes. Yeah. I
what
think
you mean?
Can have backwards motion?
Because it ain't going forward.
Yeah.
And you have the wrong type of motion.
You'd be out doing all the
you're
wrong shit.
You're wasting your time. Yeah, you're doing what doing.
And you motion,
stuff.
Everybody know, oh, he out doing some shit, but it's the wrong
it's
shit.
It's not adding
going
up.
Backwards. Just like a car can go forwards or backwards.
Yeah.
Or you could be, let's say you're a female artist and you're saying you're an artist, but everybody only know you as that stripper girl. but you still trying to put this, you as a artist or a rapper, like, I feel like that's the wrong motion, because you're only famous from your ass versus your lyrics.
People not taking your music seriously.
They not taking your music seriously.
You still want to hit away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everything
Listen,
is just going to hit away.
The car could go this way, real quick. I had to change gears.
You get a good engine in that motherfucker, they go crazy.
But it might not be bad to be out and have some motion in the cars, whatever. But you having some motion, but you don't want to crash.
But see, like, a lot of niggas be having, like, motion, but it's not taking them in the right direction. Like, they don't have the right idea of, like, what motion actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So they be doing, like, all this bullshit.
Clout shit, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's getting them to where they need to be.
But sometimes, bring
them down.
Sometimes it get them there, though. We got to be really fair.
We live in a world where clout get you there.
Trying, if you're doing it right or wrong, you're trying. That's how I feel.
You know, that's what we said. That's definitely true.
Wrong motion or not, you come out with some whack shit, and that shit fuck around. As long as you trying, it going to fuck around and turn to something, because you're trying.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sitting back. Me personally, I feel like a motherfucker send back, like, I'm waiting till I get some motion. I'm waiting till that's the death of a nigga career.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying, I got to do this before I do this.
Yeah. You always say,
oh, I got to look like this before I do this.
No,
I need these before I do this.
Yeah, because at the end of the
day.
Them excuses.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you come out dusty as hell. You know how many other niggas dusted? It's more niggas.
Bro, you know how many other niggas were dusty before they got
yes,
money?
Yes, bro. Like, exactly. It's more niggas trying to come up than niggas that's up.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
So rap to them niggas at this point. You ain't got to rap about goddamn all the shit that you think you supposed to have at this point.
Right.
Because it's a lot of niggas at the same point that you at now. That's what's fucking up. Like, you can have motion with no money, too.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was just saying.
That's definitely
and you
fact.
Can have a bunch of money with no motion.
Exactly.
We know people who got all the money in the world, they can't get certain shit going.
Exactly.
They ain't got no motion.
But to the general public, the general public just identifies motion with money.
For sure.
They don't understand the whole process of motion and, you know what I'm saying, what it comes or what it takes to actually get some real motion for
I feel like you can hold yourself back by overthinking that shit, man.
I say that all the time. Every
you
day
hold yourself back by overthinking anything.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
that's
way
what I'm
right
saying. Motion is just doing it.
Progress.
Movement.
That's what motion is. Just do something. Do it.
Movement.
And move to your own pace because you ain't in competition with
it. It's just like the gym. Like, you know, you going to the gym seeing all these swole ass niggas and goddamn let that shit knock you off your game. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if I'm on that motherfucker walking on three. I mean, right. Walking on one, like, slow as hell.
I'm having some motion.
That's motion.
Yeah.
Cause that shit
gonna
motion.
Yeah, because that shit going to lead to something else.
Yeah.
So effort is important in motion.
Yes,
effort is
that should have been the word effort.
Effort is mandatory.
You ain't putting forth effort, then you ain't doing shit. You ain't gonna create no motion. You damn sure ain't gonna create no leverage.
Yeah, big facts. Big facts. Got to create motion. Got to have motion.
Yeah, nah. In order to get leverage, that's the word, right?
Yeah, leverage. Got to have leverage.
Speaking of motion, that we're having, Scream ain't wearing that shirt for nothing. Argue Scream.
Oh, no, nah, we ain't time
for this. Stop, the homies. Shouts to the homies.
Hey, yeah,
shout
man, out to you better be blasting everything.
Shouts to the homies.
Oh, no, by the time this shit come out, this is going to be known anyway.
Well, shouts to the homies.
Shout out to the homies.
Just in case.
Nah, but at the end of the day, it's just like, goddamn, we started Big Fat. This shit was rinky dinky than a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just me and Scream and I got down with the.
With Cash and Kodak.
Yeah, with Cash and Kodak. Jay pulling up, Dreka. But we ain't had no sign. We ain't had nothing. We ain't even had no topics. We ain't had shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Then we added, got Big Shy in the building, put Jay on the mic. Jade on the mic, called, made some calls. This shit on TV now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, you got to start it. Because when I first started saying something about a podcast, nigga looking at me like, a podcast? Like, what you know what I'm saying?
That shit was cool, though, because we be on the same shit. Like, you're like, bro, just do that shit and I'm there. I'm like, that's my language.
Exactly.
You ready Friday?
Yeah.
He walked in like, oh, shit, you got cameras and shit. Yeah, let's just do this shit. We don't know the fuck we doing.
Exactly.
Just do that shit. People be talking about they mixtape, they finna drop, they this, they finna do. They be talking about that shit for years, and I'm going to just tune out after about 3 months.
Exactly.
Because you ain't even tried to fail. And if you don't fail, you can't succeed.
Overthinking. Oh, yeah, overthinking. And then you start thinking for other people. You start thinking, this is how people are going to perceive this.
Who cares? That goes back to peace. Who cares?
You got
to
just jump out there.
How they perceive your art.
You're an artist and fuck. You sensitive about your shit.
But at the end of the day, you might well quit then.
Yeah.
You might well even start.
Everybody gonna love your shit.
Yeah. If you scared of failing, you ain't gonna do it.
If I come out and post some on my page, I got what, $400,000.
You got 480,000 followers.
All right, whatever. They watching. If only 300 people fuck with that shit, I appreciate that.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at the rest of the people because they didn't like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe them 300 people finna go tell another. If each one of them tell somebody, then that's 600. Then each one of them, then that's 900. Niggas can't be afraid to grind. That's what done fucked this shit up, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's social media. Everything. Yeah, you think this shit's gonna be.
Nah, that shit don't happen like that. And then niggas looking at niggas like, okay, 21 Savage or Lil Baby, like them niggas just, that shit happened overnight. Man, them niggas grind, man.
Every rapper from Atlanta that's up.
That shit might seem quick because 2 years went by quick.
Mm-hmm. Or that's when you heard about him.
Or you saw a nigga quick. Don't mean he would get no money off this shit quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you saw me fast. And it looked like my song was going up. Because I remember a long time ago, goddamn, we thought Future was the biggest shit in the world back a long time ago with Tony Montana and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he'll tell you out of his mouth, like, bro, it's places I go, people don't even know me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now this nigga a fucking pop star.
Mm-hmm. Right. Household name.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it'd be totally different. You could see a motherfucker on the radio. Like, as soon as you get on the radio, your song play on the radio, you got your aunties and everybody calling, thinking you the biggest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know. You still putting in work, but you trying to look like it to get to where they finally got to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. people can confuse your motion with you already there.
Mm-hmm. Motion don't mean you already there. It mean you just have a motion.
Exactly.
Like you keep that motion up, you're going to get there.
Facts.
That's the persistence.
But you got some people are getting their own way because they can be having motion but not success, and they go to being hard on themselves.
They all got the wrong people around them, like don't have the right team to push them still going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they think they already made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the part about it.
Right. They think they already made it.
You start having most, you start seeing, like,
I'm did something
that. I tell you,
they start downplaying people and shit.
Everybody waiting on me to drop. Everybody don't even know you.
Screaming.
Because 7-8 people don't text you like, bro, you bullshit and drop this shit. That don't mean, that's not everybody, King.
Stop it.
When it's your time, it's going to be your time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we're going to see.
You got to be humble.
Mm-hmm. You got to be humble.
Patience. You got to be humble.
Humble,
and patient,
all of that. And grateful.
Because yes. you can come out just because you drop some shit and people fucking with it and everybody wanted to fuck with you, but the attitude or the perception or whatever you show them when they seen a little bit of success about to happen for you, oh, you're going to be one of them. And that make people
and
push
back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that make people go against you type true. Shit.
And make people push back.
Not like I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he one of them.
He got to figure that.
But mm-hmm. you can come out one of these humble niggas and be like, we're going to push him all the way up.
Because mm-hmm. he one of us.
Exactly.
Type shit.
He doing it. Yeah.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta have motion.
And when you get your motion in pocket, you gotta stay humble to create your leverage.
Ding-a-ling.
There you go.
You gotta stay humble to create your leverage, because anybody that speak on you gonna be like, nah, bro, player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or he deserves this or whatever. Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Anytime your name come up in any room, motherfucker be like, oh yeah, that's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Cause motherfucker calling right now asking like, see, what's up with the guy Bank? Nigga might be finna call you with $1 billion play. And then it depends on the opinion of somebody I already respect, because I don't know you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Facts. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this person can make a break.
Facts.
But this same person you just had your nose up on because you thought you had done made it, but he kind of hold a key.
Yeah.
Because his friend is already such and such from Live Nation touring. This right. His man, but he already did business with this man.
They grew up together or some shit.
Yeah, I'm finna call him and ask him what you think. And he be like, niggas, fuck niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Now that just threw your whole shit off. And this nigga looking at you as a fuck nigga, but it was a potential play that you could have made goddamn over $1 billion in 5-10 years.
Right. Mm.
What's the question, Sean?
I have a question. So we're talking about leverage, right?
Mm.
So could leverage sometimes turn into ego? For example, you know how the whole thing with Monique came about and how she's one of the pioneers in comedy or whatever. And so when she went into saying that, hey, I've been doing comedy for this amount of years. I deserve to get X amount of dollars. And then when people were saying they was only going to pay her XYZ, she went into boycotting and all that. But that was her trying to hold her leverage from all the shit that she's already accomplished. Could leverage turn to ego? Because some people were saying that she was egoed out.
I don't really think that was leverage on her part. I really think that she was just trying to get her full worth because she understands the work that she's put in and understand what she's done. Now, I don't really know the whole situation about Monique, so I can't really speak on it or like what she said or what was done or what happened. But I do know that she has been doing comedy for a really long time. She has been on.
That don't mean shit though.
No, listen.
I was just about to say that.
That's her work. That's her opinion.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Like, that's her opinion. But you gonna let your worth take you to zero?
But it didn't take her to zero. She just did it on her own. She did a whole podcast.
But
did
that
whatever
almost
she did.
Damn near blackballed you though.
So she tried to make it a race thing, and I think a gender pay thing. So what I say about the race?
But what about the lady who?
Hold on. What I say about the race? You were about to say about Amy. But Chappelle get his money. So I couldn't side with her with the race shit. Now, there are some women getting paid less just because they women, and that's fucked up. But there are some women getting their money. Hattish got her money.
But sometimes you got to know when they trying to fuck your money up, don't let them fuck it all the way up.
But that's what I'm saying. What about the lady who was in a movie with Will Smith, and she, like, bucked on her money, and they didn't fucking pay attention to her until after Will Smith said, if y'all don't pay her money, then I'm not doing it. And then they went ahead and paid her.
Oh, it's some bullshit. For sure. They definitely paying women less for no reason. And that's some bullshit.
Saying, I get that. But I ain't finna put myself, because it's a system, I ain't finna put myself in a situation where the person that's trying to get me to act out the way that they want me to act out so everybody else can see what I don't need to be seen of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
Right.
But how at that point would you hold your leverage? Because at that point, all her accolades and everything that she's done.
How you hold your leverage is continue to work. Continue to show that you're great.
Hold her hostage.
It's going to come anyway.
If she go crazy, you might get a bad contract you don't want. That shit happened in sports too, right? Mm-hmm. Go crazy. Now you got them hostage. They got to give you what you want or you're leaving. So my thing for Monique is like, Monique, I'm a fan. But it's too much of this other shit going on. I need you to be a comedian, too. I'm not seeing you as a comedian. I'm just seeing you as a person that's standing up for women's rights and shit. That's great. But you are a comedian first.
Yeah, I ain't never paid that shit no attention. But the way you act, and then I seen the goddamn...
Lee Daniels.
Whoever. But at the end of the day, it's like, you see what they trying to do. By you voicing it and throwing other people in that's at the top of the pinnacle, it's like, you only hurting yourself to a certain degree.
Like
until somebody step up with you like 50 in, people step up and be like, this fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the people never step up, they're just going to let you sweep you on under the rug.
She thought she was being blackballed by, Tyler Perry?
Lee Daniels. Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and Oprah. But they did openly admit that it was something going on.
Aren't these like three of the biggest black people in the world?
Yeah, and they apologized. They definitely apologized to her. Now, I mean, she did stand up for herself, and now she's about to be in other movies and other shit straight. Now.
Yeah, but she Monique. And
but y'all see how long that shit took?
That's what I'm saying. She
Monique, and her leverage is her talent. Imagine a new person.
Exactly.
Right. Imagine a new person trying to do that. You know how many niggas trying to do the same shit knowing that they worth this? I'm worth $10,000 a show, but these folks trying to give me $5,000. Sometimes you got to take them $5,000 and give these folks a hell of a show and let these folks know I deserve a $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So you finna take yourself off the set and get cold.
And let another person get up in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm.
So the point is people should understand when to pull their leverage and when to kind of...
I feel like you creating your leverage by showing these folks you're professional at the end of the day.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's about the work. True. I'm working.
That's true.
However it goes, shit, we finna figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finna goddamn them folk call us to do goddamn one of these festivals or something. I ain't finna feel like, even though I feel like, nigga, we the biggest in the game, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nigga, we wouldn't, Jay need 100, Screen need 100, I need 100. Fuck that, 300,000. No, let us showcase this shit.
Yeah.
For whatever, a third of a piece. Let us showcase it. And then y'all gonna have to put the tag on it.
Mm-hmm. Gotta show and prove, and that shit don't never end. I mean, even in the Super Bowl worlds with Jay-Z's and Dre's and all that shit never ends. No matter how high up you get, you still find yourself, I got to prove myself again. It just keeps going and going and going. But that's when you just love what you do and you want the business to be right for sure. But you love what you do so much. It's like at the end of the day, I want to do this shit.
I think leverage in this shit, leverage is based on the job that was done, the consistency of how you do it, and the way people were like that. Like, you can't tell me that photo shoot we shot the other day, everybody at that photo shoot probably went and had something great to say.
I agree. Hell
you get what I'm saying? It's like, certain shit was off on their end, but we don't give a fuck what's off.
Yeah.
We still moving through it. We not acting like dicks. We not doing this. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, whatever it is, it's cool.
Right.
You be like that with a lot of stuff.
What?
Just whatever it is, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, you can bring
it ain't gonna change nothing.
Exactly. You can bring my food out cold as hell.
Now, see, that's some shit I can't.
But Shantae finna nut up.
Yeah, I can't do that. Mm-mm.
I just go with the flow.
I'm not nutting up, but.
Hell no, not. And I'm paying for this shit, and I'm paying you to bring me my shit. It's finna be, it gotta at least be warm.
But I'm not about to, and we talked about this before, I'm not about to make the waitress feel uncomfortable because she don't cook the food.
Right. It's the cook that cooked the food.
Hey, could you bring the manager up?
But maybe
y'all need to check that cook.
It might be the waitress that doesn't have proper time management, and the cook might have cooked the shit and it was hot and the fucking shit.
But think about this, you want the waitress to taste your food to see?
No, but if I send some shit back, I'm just finna leave, period. Just give me my money back. Or I don't want this shit and I'm finna go. Like I don't play that game. Like if something ain't right and I see like, okay, this is finna be some shit where it's finna possibly like do something to my shit or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm cool. You know, character, here's a little tip a or something,
in,
whatever.
In your leverage. Character plays a major part in your
leverage. Oh yeah, for sure.
How you handle adversity and shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. All right. Well, for people trying to have motion, what's the first thing they need to do? If they ain't having no motion.
They got to have humility.
Humility, effort, be grateful. Consistency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Persistence.
And a no. And you just got to have a mentality that this shit got to work.
That too.
The right
mindset.
They got to have patience.
Patience.
Like, people be looking at me crazy when I be saying, like, the first thing start, like, this shit can be the biggest shit in the world. I never think, like.
Small.
Right.
Yeah, never. Yeah, like, and people. And Shante tell me this all the time. You know, that my OG.
Mm-hmm.
She tell me this shit all the time. Like, your level of success is not other people. Them folks straight. You mad at these folks because they straight with what they got. You looking at this man like he Jay-Z, but he looking at it like, I'm such and such. I'm already straight with this.
You can't want more for other people than they want for themselves.
And I'm like, you're mad at them? Like, they all right.
Yeah,
but I feel it more.
Potential is love, but I feel it.
But
y'all are right too. You got to be at peace. You got to be at peace with somebody else.
Like, even Jay, like when Jay first came around me, she know I pressured her to be the baby Jay she is now.
He did. He made me for real.
Like, people love you, Jay. Stop being. Stop trying to be so mean to people all the time and feel like you got to be on defense. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, real shit. Like, stop that, because all you doing is creating. Not all you're doing is letting your haters be like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You really a cool person.
She was mean to me. She was mean to me.
I'm screaming. Go ahead.
Yeah, she was mean to me too.
But now we're besties.
We're besties.
Yes. Nah, but I'm just saying, like, and that shit opened up doors for you.
For sure.
Like, are you gonna stay in a box like
that? It's a world of difference, like, when you change your attitude. You got to see a lot of shit. Yeah.
I just see certain shit for people. Like, I want people to see you how I see you.
But he's told me the same thing as well. Because I come off like that. But it's my character. I'm very direct. And he's like, you can't be that way.
Yeah, you can't. You got to. Not if you going to get
in a sensitive world.
Right. In a sensitive world.
It's such a sensitive world.
But yeah, like, just like what he was saying about, like, always saying, like, it's the biggest shit ever, whatever. Like, I feel that because, like, I'd like nut up and get offended when people put like little in front of some shit that they're talking about. Like,
talked
doing
about
like
that before,
I see you on that little podcast, or you know what I'm saying? You got the little, man, don't put shit little in front of shit I got going on, period.
Right.
Like you may be little, nigga, but don't put little in front of shit I got going on. Cause ain't shit I'm doing little. Everything is the biggest shit ever in the world. Like,
Facts.
Niggas be tripping. Like, people be tripping. Like, I don't know.
I just feel like you gotta already have something in your head that can't be taken out.
Exactly.
Doing, in your head and in your heart. Like, I don't know, bro. I just feel like if I was to go in the booth and make a song, this shit bigger than Drake. It's just how I feel.
That's how you're supposed to feel.
Right.
Until, and even if it don't do as much as big as Drake, I'ma feel like I didn't do something right for that shit to do that.
Right.
Right.
It still can be big like that. I just slipped on something.
I just gotta try the next
can't
time.
Lay down. Can't
yeah,
lay down.
Like you can't just can't down. Never feel like you can't let nobody take your confidence, bro. Mm. Mm-hmm. Not even yourself. You can't let yourself take your confidence.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta always strive for the greatest level of greatness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And mix it up.
You gotta already know that it's great before you do it. Mm-hmm. You gotta already know that it's great. Like before, like anything we do, anything I agree to, I know it's gonna work. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing I never tried didn't work, but niggas. That's how I look at it. Or people.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Like other than that, whatever we try gonna work. I don't give a fuck what it is. Nigga, we say we finna start a goddamn a lemonade stand. It's gonna be the best lemonade in the world. Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Mm-hmm. Just made soul food on the plate. We going big with everything we do, Shrek.
Yeah, you got to.
You gotta think. The time when we first started podcast, I bet you were looking at me like this nigga's out of his motherfucking mind. I told Screen, less than a year we're gonna be on TV.
I ain't never rebutted with that.
I'm just saying, but it was like, okay, yeah, you gonna grind and get to it.
I think that same way, I just don't always verbalize.
Yeah.
That's what I be thinking.
You gotta talk
they
that
know
shit
for being
around
me.
Bro.
I think like I don't understand second class. It's got to be, you know what I'm saying?
That's why we have first class sound.
Exactly.
There you go. Shouts to first class sound. So I think it, I don't say it as much. I need to say it more, but I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we're putting that shit in the atmosphere because at the end of the day, shit, it is what it is. And once we get there, we stuck there. Mm-hmm. We still grinding, bro.
Right.
Grind don't stop.
Hell nah.
You can't stop.
Yep.
Rockefeller Records.
Won't stop. Shout out to Puff.
We get down, baby. Stop. We get down.
Yeah, shit.
Hey, www.bigfactspod.com. Have emotion. Any final words?
Man, word, emotion man. Is in the ocean, man.
Emotion like, is in the... Really?
Keep striving. Whatever put your mind to, keep striving.
Does the ocean stop?
The ocean don't stop.
Ocean don't never stop.
You're right. The emotion is in the ocean.
I just feel good about goddamn me.
Shit, that's
I am emotion. I gotta ask something. No, I gotta ask.
Then
we gotta extend a little bit.
I am the motion.
He ain't lying.
Like,
you should see him in the mirror.
To me, man.
This a quick bonus.
God did something else to me.
This is what I heard at home.
What did he do, babe?
I feel like that. Like I can help make anything possible.
Oh, what else he do, man?
He just did something for me, like, and then a lot of people hate me for that. Like, the only reason why they are important is because they know me. They make a person resent you.
Oh,
yeah,
most definitely.
Mm. Oh,
like Eric, you got to say my name to be important. People hate you for that.
Say my name.
You know what I'm saying? When the whole time I'm trying to goddamn
make you important as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That should be crazy.
He ain't got to call bank.
Uh-oh.
Damn. They know you through me, King.
Yeah, like what?
God just blessed me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed.
I love it. I love it.
We will continue
what
to
you
be
saying,
blessed.
Scream about the bonus.
Some little extra shit. Shouts to Drink Champs. They was talking to Snoop and they saluted him for going up and receiving an accolade and thanking himself.
I learned that too. I try not to so much because it comes off as
arrogant.
Yeah, but hey, when I'm at home, I know she get tired of it, bro. I be like, Mira. That's why I'm still wearing big clothes, show these folks got down. I'm still big, but I be in the mirror looking at myself like, bro, you can do anything, bro. Yeah. Anything I want to stop, I just stop on the dime. I don't want to smoke weed no more. I ain't smoking no more. Mm. I'm not confining and I can do that with everything.
You don't feel like nothing got a hold on you.
She do. She has the hold.
She has the hold.
I can't.
Big Shantae in the building.
I fuck everything in the world about her.
Like, right.
So that gives me a blessing too. That's another blessing that God sent me. Like, I sent you some shit that you can't get rid of. I done did everything in the room. I did all the good shit you did.
Shout out to Pastor Bank.
She did it to me.
Oh, God.
Nah, but on a serious note though, bro, if you don't feel that way about you, who will? Because people trying to make you feel like you not that.
So give yourself your own flowers sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You have to. Mm. Every time.
Exactly. I don't need, like, some people need inspiration and motivation from others to tell them who they is.
Facts.
That's why I was saying I was blessed. I was blessed with that. Feel like, I don't give a fuck if nobody see it.
I don't need no other niggas flowers.
I don't give a fuck if nobody see who I am. I know who I am to me.
Right.
I could be delusional.
Right.
But this shit works.
Huh? I'm not delusional, baby.
I'm just saying, you get what I'm saying? Like Kanye, niggas probably think he's delusional. Yeah. Selling them clothes look like homeless people pulled away.
Yeah.
Now that shit a trend. Them big boots and all that shit starting to look like where they pulled. Cause y'all can't see what we see.
The vision.
Oh, and who is we? The Geminis?
Y'all can't see what we see. The vision. Can't see what we see, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga already put in their mind like this what it is, and I'm standing on it.
Right.
And it's gonna, and certain shit's gonna fail, but a lot of not.
Big facts.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.